Last year, Sonoma County identified nearly 3,000 homeless individuals during the annual homeless count. The early morning count was on the calendar again for this week, but because of the emergency on the Gerardota Trail, the count has been delayed by a month. KRCB's Adia White asked the county's homeless manager, Michael Gause, about the delay and what they expect to find in February.
As folks know, there's, you know, having an encampment of over 200 people has taken up a lot of resources on our end, which impacted our planning for the count and recruiting. I think more importantly, since this week in particular, we knew was going to be a very busy week on the trail with a lot of resources, people moving to Los Gilicos, other people potentially scattering, having a count literally on the day of so many things happening would have made it a lot harder to count folks who might be going to other places.
Can you talk about why it's important to have an accurate count on where people are camping?
Definitely important to have as accurate as possible. A lot of funding is dependent on the homeless count. Obviously, for federal continuum of care funding, we are measured by the number of people we have year over year. And that's about 3.7 million we get annually from HUD. And then other sources of state funding are also tied to the count, such as Homeless Emergency Aid Program in 2019. And in 2020, the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program, both the state. And I think more importantly, it's important to have an accurate count to really give folks an idea of not only how many people there are experiencing homelessness at any given point in time, but where they are. We tend to think of this as a countywide count, but we do know that people move from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and some people stay in jurisdictions. West County and Sonoma Valley in particular are unique in the fact that they're further out, and people tend to stay there rather than move to other places.
How do these annual counts help the county to deal with crises like we're currently seeing along the Gerardota Trail?
That's a good question. I think in terms of getting it, you know, it gives us a picture of how many people there are. We also, on the day of the count, we do track people by kind of situations. Are they in shelters? Are they in transitional housing, both which count as homeless? Are they in encampments? Are they in vehicles, right? So we can get a picture of, you know, on a point in time where people might be, right? Is there a large encampment such as the Gerardota Trail? Is there a large area with 20 to 30 vehicles, right? So we know in general where people are. And then the 2 weeks after the count, we generally have between 500 and 600 surveys that are done in the field that are very extensive. They collect information that HUD requires, also some information we track, like where people are from, you know, were they impacted by the fires, et cetera. And those surveys really give us a picture of demographics. Like, is somebody experiencing mental health issues? Are they experiencing physical health issues? Are they victims of domestic violence, victims of sex trafficking, things like that? So that's where we really get the deep dive of information.
And what are some things in general that we learned about our homeless population here in last year's surveys?
You know, takeaways, always an important note. 90% of people reported they would take housing if it was available, permanent housing. 87% of people became homeless here in Sonoma County. So that kind of, there's a myth out there that people are not from Sonoma County, but by and large, but you know, since I started in 2015, that number's never been lower than 82%. I think some other takeaways is that last year, even though we saw a decrease in homelessness in 2019, we saw a pretty dramatic increase in youth homelessness, ages 18 to 24, of 29% for youth. And conversely, we also saw about a 10% increase in older adults. So kind of people were getting hit at both ends of the spectrum, our seniors and our young people. I think on a positive note, last year we saw a reduction in chronic homelessness, and those are folks who've been outside the longest. And that really speaks to the system targeting people who have the longest histories of homelessness and who are most vulnerable.
That was Sonoma County Homelessness Manager Michael Gause speaking with Adia White. You can find more reporting on homelessness at norcalpublicmedia.org.